from Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the
place. Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
All right, welcome to another edition of Beers with the Brewers. Here we are once again recording in the Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Tap Room, talking about the 97-1, the fan beers. Get a little competition, International House of Bone and Man's Common Ale. We're going to talk to Chris a little bit about that. Joining us today, we've got Walt Keyes.
Hello.
Adam Benner, president and owner.
I'm back from being a lobster.
It's nice to have you back, lobster boy. And
it's good to be back in a different seat this week.
Yeah, Adam's no longer in charge of the podcast because he was gone for 2 weeks, and now Mark has usurped the production seat.
Rolling on to Chris Helderman, hello, head brewer here at Land Grant, and I'm Mark Richards, the guy on the mic.
Julie, the producer, is over there, too.
Hello, Julie.
Julie's
amazing.
Waving. No mic this week.
Our suggested pairings for these beers, this is a double hitter because we've got two different beers. We've got, for the International House of Bone, why not have breakfast tacos? I mean, it's breakfast beer, right? With eggs, spicy sausage. Some call that chorizo, or is this just spicy breakfast sausage?
I was thinking spicy breakfast sausage.
Okay. A pancake shell for the
pancake
taco.
Pancake shell? I don't think I've ever had that.
Really kind of like a McGriddle.
Yeah.
Sounds tasty.
That's kind of like a homemade McGriddle.
The
Man's Common Ale taco. We've got spicy pork street tacos. That would go well. Mm-hmm. Chili this week, we've got for International House of Bone, a mole chili.
Yeah, a little chocolate in there.
Sounds good. And for the Man's Common Ale, we're going to have a standard mild spicy with ground beef.
A very common type of chili.
You could use an instant pot and make that chili in really quick, Mark.
Would that be an Insta pot or an instant pot?
Instant pot.
Instant pot.
All you got to do is throw that ground beef in there, brown it a little bit, throw all your spices. Set it for the chili setting, and you're going to have yourself a nice standard chili in about 15 to 20 minutes.
And boom, chili, 15, 20.
Set it and forget it.
It's just that easy.
Chilly weather out there for sure.
The wind has not blown in a lot of chilly weather lately.
Nice, hearty chili.
Yeah, when the chili is about the same temperature as outside, it doesn't equal. In my book.
That's what you want. That's when it's good.
A cold chili in the wintertime and, you know, piping hot 95 degree, 90% humidity chili.
Upcoming events coming to the tap room soon.
This upcoming Sunday is the final installation in the 2018 Hickory and Oak Supper Club series. They've got a pretty amazing menu put together with a lot of guest chefs.
Yeah, on last week's podcast, when Dan was telling all about it, I said immediately, I will be buying an employee ticket to this.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be sort of a grand finale. There's a handful of tickets left, but not a ton. So if you're interested in a multi-course meal with beer pairings, beers by us, food by Ray Ray's, and some amazing guest chefs, get your ticket now. That's going to be on Sunday the 24th. Between then, hold on.
What are you going to tell about ConFest now?
No. I'm not going to talk about ConFest.
I thought that was canceled this year.
It got canceled. Yeah, whatever. We've got a couple of events the week of 4th of July. Red, White, and Boom, obviously going down over the river.
Right in their backyard.
Yeah, right down the street from Land Grant. You can't necessarily see it from the patio, but we are adjacent to some incredible views. So come down, hang out, enjoy the beer garden.
You know, we've never sat in the beer garden because it's always been an empty lot to try to watch fireworks.
Yeah,
so
might be a good view from there.
You could have a very good view from there.
And if the view's not good, you just got to take a few steps down, watch fireworks, and then come back to a nice cold beer, let the crowds disperse, and enjoy yourself. So that'll be a big, long day of fun down here. I know Adam's probably whipping up a employee barbecue like usual, but we'll all be hanging out for
sure. Hide the knives.
Get the Band-Aids ready.
Yeah. And then following that, on the 6th, we're having with 97.1, the fan, so it's a good sort of synergy with this episode. We're having a Veterans Appreciation Day here at the Tap Room, celebrating all things veterans. There's going to be a veterans job fair, 97.1 is broadcasting from the Taproom Beer Garden. So they'll be down here, and a lot of fun stuff going on then. So come down and...
there will be band.
There will be... Oh, yeah, live music as well, of course.
Yes. It's pretty crazy. It's almost July.
Yeah, it's going fast. This year is going fast. Probably had to get into the history of a style from the man behind the beers, Chris himself.
Yeah, which beer are we starting with?
We'll start out with the Man's Common Ale.
Cool.
So this style, it's actually a California Common. It is an American beer. It started here during the Gold Rush era, called a steam beer as well. Like, people argue about why it's called a steam beer, but the most agreed upon thing is they had these giant shallow fermenters called cool ships that were on the roof. So when you would knock out the beer and it was, 200 degrees, you'd throw it up on the roof. They would take advantage of the cool weather or the cool wind from the ocean coming in. And it would look like there'd be steam coming off of these cool ships, and that's so they called it steam beer. I don't know if that's why it's called steam beer, but we'll go with it. Back then, they didn't have refrigeration like we do now, as far as glycol cooling, or even that cold of water. So that was the quickest and cheapest way to do it. Another thing cool about this beer is it is made with lager yeast, which is normally fermented in the 50s and 60s. It is fermented a lot hotter at typical ale temperatures because they didn't have refrigeration. And you got it's just kind of a cool beer that was kind of American ingenuity that said, we can do this. I mean, we'll get a good beer out of it. And it was very successful. It kind of went away for a long time, but in the 1970s, Anchor Brewing Company, they relaunched it, and they've had it going ever since. It's the standard beer for this style. As far as what you should be getting out of it, it's all using very traditional ingredients. They use the Northern Brewer hops traditionally. So we did very similar, those similar type of flavors. We used Pearl, Bramling Cross, and Challenger in ours. And it gives you sort of those more noble, some slight dark fruit character to it. It's kind of an odd malt bill as well. You have some pale ale malt, and then you have some C120, so Caramel 120, and C180. Normally you would have, I don't know, you go a little lighter to get the same color, but it makes a very interesting malty beer. I really like it. And then as far as International House of Bone, that's kind of an interesting style. It's just a stout with a lot of extra ingredients added in. There's not an official BJCP style guide for breakfast stouts or stouts with things in them. So, it's just a normal stout. We have coffee, and there's some maple you get from the coffee in there, and it is a malt soup of malts.
Yeah, definitely get maple on that one. But you say that comes from the coffee you guys use, not from like maple syrup itself?
Yeah, so Stoff's Coffee actually roasted some coffee and infused maple into that coffee. And then we put the beer on it and let it sit there for a few days, and boom, maple coffee beer. So International House of Bone has 4.6% alcohol, 26 IBUs. Hops in that are Mount Hood. You're really not going to taste those a whole lot. It's just there for some bitterness. And like I said, it's a malt soup. Everything... Maris Otter all the way up through some crystals, some wheats, about four different types of wheat, some pale chocolate. So it's got everything in it. And the common, the California Common Ale has 4.3% alcohol, 31 IBUs. And like I said, the hops were Pearl, Bramling Cross, and Challenger, and some high caramel malts and some pale ale malt.
Nice. I know T-Bone and Common Man have been pretty fired up about this. How's the competition coming along so far, Chris?
Currently, we have three ways to help vote for this. One is buying beers in the tap room. Mm-hmm. Currently, the Common Man is ahead.
Is he bragging? Is he bragging currently?
I believe so.
I wouldn't blame him.
Yes. But in the voting, Bone has pulled away slightly in the voting on the baseball cards that we have. He's pulled away slightly, and social media posts, they're pretty even, but I'll have to give the nod to Bone right now.
Yeah, and with that, yeah. So if you come down and taste both the beers, the bartenders will give you a little baseball card to go with them. And on the back there, you have an opportunity to select your favorite and turn it back into the bar where we're tallying the votes. And then also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you can use a couple of hashtags. It's hashtag IHO Bone and hashtag Man's Common. So if you use those, we'll be aggregating those as well to tabulate the final results and the winner.
Well, what did you vote for?
My vote is still uncast. I'm really going to try and measure and weigh this beer over time, but I will cast that vote before the July 6th Veterans Appreciation Day, where the winner will be announced.
And the winner of this beer will get sometime. We'll get the a larger batch brewed, and where it should be in cans and available around town.
Now, are you limited to a single vote? Because I know Common Man has family back in Chicago, where the motto is "Vote early and vote often." So, could I continuously vote for my favorite?
Could you stuff the ballot box if you continue to buy beers every day?
Yeah, I would say on social media, and we'll count your vote one time. I mean, if you just tweet 1,000 times which one your favorite one is, we'll just count that one time. But the baseball cards, there's no IDing on those. So,
and obviously, you can buy as many beers as you want.
Yeah, you can talk with your wallet and let us know which one's your favorite down here at the tap room. We won't. It's not the strictest election of all time, but. You know, come down, because who knows? You know, these beers are going to be on for a few weeks, so maybe your opinion will change.
Yeah, I'm telling you, as this International House of Bone warms up, you get a lot more going on with that. You start getting a lot more of that maple coming out of the that coffee. But I do really like, I love California Commons. It's a nice, easy style to drink. You know, it has that little bit of malt, but in the summertime, even now, it's a delicious beer.
You're picking Common? Is that where you're going, Adam?
No, I just said they're both very good. That's
still undecided. Nobody wants to take a
I don't want to sway the ballots. I mean, you don't want to do that.
And the stout, you know, generally I think when people think of stouts, they're not necessarily thinking of a lighter, easy drinking beer, but this is really nice, low ABV, kind of lighter bodied stout that actually drinks, it's remarkably drinkable for a stout, especially a coffee stout. So,
when I first was putting in some descriptors on Chris's breakdown on this beer for menuing, I thought to myself, that just sounds like a lot of flavor in a 16-ounce pour. And I found out I was wrong. It's a lot lighter drinking than what you think, but all those flavor components are there, and certainly makes it a very interesting beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the when we sat down and talked with Mike and T-Bone about these beers, what beers they wanted to do, if you don't know, if you don't listen to their show, you should. It's hilarious. Mike is the Common Man and enjoys common things, and so he wanted his beer to be drinkable, that anyone could drink. I believe he said something to the effect of, I wanted to brew a beer for everyone, whereas Bone wanted to brew a beer for himself. and so that's what we did. We took the California Common Ale. We thought that was a great style to go with. It's a cool style that not many people do. So it's unique in that aspect, but it's a very drinkable style. You can have three or four and not get sick of it. But then when we brought up some ideas with T-Bone, that was, if you've, he loves, crazy beers, he loves sour beers, he loves everything beer, and the crazier the better. And so we knew we were going to go a lot crazier with his. Dan, our lead brewer, had a great idea that he's been working on, and we kind of pitched it to T-Bone about a breakfast stout. It tastes like pancakes and everything else, and he was skeptical, and we said, all right, that makes sense. I would be skeptical of that as well. We actually brewed a pilot batch in Dan's basement, and it turned out extremely well. We let T-Bone taste it, and he said, oh, you guys are right. This is awesome. And
nailed it.
So I was a little skeptical about how drinkable it was going to be. But, yeah, you can definitely get at least two or three of these down, and you're not sick of it. Even in the 95 degree heat.
That sounds like crusher ratings are coming up.
Yeah, is it time to get into the crushability rating?
Yeah, Chris, you already said how many?
I would give International House of Bone. I would give it a three.
Three
just
crusher.
Because it is pretty rich.
That's a hell of a breakfast.
It is a hell of a breakfast.
Yeah, I'd say probably about a. I mean, it's still a stout, and there's a lot of flavor going on. I would say a two on the International House of Bone.
I'll roll a two on it, even though I would say I really enjoy it. I don't think I need a six-pack of it, but there's just a lot of flavor packed in to make you appreciate the two you have.
I'd also echo the two. I think very drinkable beer. It's not going to knock you over, but that extra flavor and that richness does kind of slow you down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say so. Chris, knowing you had three, though, make sure you get a designated driver when you take off from the brewery, sure. Brother.
And with that, what do we think about the common for crushability?
Common ale, I go with, I think that's a four crusher.
Yeah. Bam. He's got it. Four.
Same here.
I think that's a consensus.
Unanimous. Four crusher and a, what is that, about a 2.25 on the International House of Bone?
Yeah, I'd say.
Quick math there.
though both beers are sessionable, I'd say that is kind of the appeal of both of them, that at 4.3% on the common ale and still under 5 at that greens, just even under the greenskeeper level at 4.6 with the International House of Bone. That's it's deceptive in the amount of flavor it packs in, but still light and sessionable. So if you do go for that third one like Chris, you're still in a good session.
That was one of the things we tried to do, is make them both around the same alcohol. That did not skew the voting, or to skew the amount you could drink, and be safely home. The 4.6 and 4.3, we thought that was a good place to be.
Chris, if you're here this weekend, what would you have from the Ray Ray's truck on these beers?
I would say I would go with ribs or brisket for the International House of Bone. I think that would go great.
Yeah,
that would
really, brisket.
Really complement it well. As far as the common ale, man, you could add anything with that. It's a versatile beer. Let's see. I would probably go with. They have a chicken, right?
Oh, they got that jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken. Yes, that's quite the pairing.
Walt was already going to say jerk chicken on both. I can already answer for you, Walt. It's going to be jerk chicken.
Yeah, it always is.
Yeah, the jerk chicken would go. I think that maltiness that you get from the common ale, I think the pork would be a really good pairing. Either the pulled pork, Carolina chopped pork with coleslaw on top.
Ooh, that's where nice. It's at. I think that's what I would do.
I don't think we've had that specific menu item on the podcast yet.
That'd be
a
good pairing. That's a good one.
What this probably would have gone really good with the special that's obviously we're talking about this after the fact, but the Father's Day platter that had the sausage and the mutton, the pulled mutton, that I think would have been a pretty good pairing with some of this here.
These beers ain't got nothing on this mutton.
Oh, man, you got to get Meemaw's napkins out for that one.
That was Seinfeld for everything.
Yeah. I did steal a piece of Adam's sausage from that platter. It was pretty tasty.
Nice. Vegetarian, could they have some of your fries off that jerk chicken?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would go pretty well with the cheese pizza, too.
Well, sweet. It's not canned yet, so you can't
take it
home.
You know what? We had a land-grant meeting yesterday. We had some Adriatico's pizza, and I had a piece of the cheese pizza. And it went really well with both the beers I had.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm. You know, Chris, you were pretty involved with this whole project. You want to talk a little bit about how it came to be?
So a while ago, as you all should remember, we had 97.1 The Beer, and that seemed to be a good success. The radio station liked it.
That's a six crusher.
That is a six crusher.
And I'll give a plug that if you check out T-Bone's podcast, you'll get to hear Chris and Patrick, who were on T-Bone's podcast back in probably March or so.
I think so. The World of Bone podcast.
The World of Bone podcast.
World of Bone.
Nice. You know, we got on the podcast, on T-Bone's podcast, talking with him. Since I moved here, I've listened to Common Man and T-Bone, and it's been a highlight of my day almost every day. And so, you know, you feel like you know the guys. We got to talking, and we thought, well, hey, it'd be kind of cool to, you know, maybe do some competition type stuff. And we were talking for a few months and kind of decided that now is the right time, and the summer was the right time. And so we started meeting with them and about what beers they wanted to do. If you've ever listened to their show, they got a bunch of amazing, dumb, stupid inside jokes that they play all the time. And we were like, oh man, there's so many things we could do. We thought about naming Mike's beer the Senior Hurler, and there was our maybe a Tacoma Dome Ale or something like that. But we wanted to maybe try and draw in a wider audience and not have just a beer just be a large or a very, very small inside joke. So we kind of took the beers and California Common, Man's Common Ale. That's a pretty much a no-brainer, mm-hmm. and it works out really well. And then the International House of Bone, when we tasted the first pilot with T-Bone, we're like, oh man, this tastes like I'm eating pancakes, which is what we were going for, is like you're eating breakfast. He's like, man, this tastes like we're eating pancakes. Like, maybe we should go with International House of Bone. And we're like, that's a hell of an idea. That's what we're going to do.
International House of Bone, obviously a play on International House of Pancakes.
Or International House of
Burgers. Yeah, I thought they changed the name.
But I believe that you guys came up with the IHOB prior to that. So.
Oh, yeah. We did. I'm going to say way before. It was at least 2 weeks before I heard about the other
And they
one.
Probably came out with that just on the fly, too. So,
right. They probably didn't do a lot of market research or, you know, a long lead up to the campaign or anything like that. So
they didn't even know about it.
No. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's a good name.
It's a good name. Got any questions this week? Anybody have any questions came in?
Do I have a question?
No, just in general. Any emails? Any calls? Yeah, taking
Walt,
calls?
Well, what kind of questions you got, Walt?
What's the deal with all this airline food?
That's a great question.
I don't have any questions.
Looks like we got zero questions. How about our producer, Julie? Julie Amazing, you got any questions? No questions this
week.
Man,
it seems like as good a time as any to remind our massive listenership that if they do have questions, to hit us up on cheers@landgrantbrewing.com. You can email us, contact page on the website, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter sometimes.
Contact us. We'll give you the answer, or at least make one up.
We actually like questions.
Yeah.
It lets us think a little bit as opposed to just doing the same thing every day.
Yeah.
I will give a plug to some upcoming Brewer Series beers coming out that we did have a little bit of slowdown because of, I think, Columbus Craft Beer Week. We were doing a lot of different special things. We were doing some pilot recipes for some of the upcoming beers, but staring at the board right now, which Walt commented earlier, looks very nice and updated. And,
shout out to Tia here at Land Grant, who has the best handwriting and makes our chalkboards look pretty good.
She's an artiste.
So we have a Sour Hoppy Fun Time is returning that... was a small batch dry hop sour that came out right around when Mr. Balloon Hands was launched the first time.
Wee!
And I believe we brewed Mr. Balloon Hands again last week.
Yes, that is why we have another Sour Hoppy Fun Time. Yeah, Every time we brew a sour beer and we do a starter, we have four extra barrels that we cannot fit into that fermenter. And so we put it into a pilot fermenter, and it is Sour Hoppy Fun Time. We basically just dry hop the beer that we brewed, and it turns out pretty good. Last one tasted like candy, and I was very excited about it.
Yeah, do we use the same hops this time?
Or? We will not use the same hops this time. Cool. We so don't know what the hops are going to be. Every Sour Hoppy Fun Time will be just a little different.
Could be anything.
That last one was great. I was really sad the day that was no longer on the board.
Yeah.
And then returning as a pilot batch, which has always been a small kind of one keg at a time that Justin took on, we have the Bomb Pop Kolsch, which I was at Giant Eagle the other day, and I saw that Smirnoff kind of took our lead and made a Bomb Pop Smirnoff Ice. Yeah. And
sneaky Russians.
Yeah, actually it's an American brand, not a Russian vodka.
Well,
little known.
Smirnoff.
Yeah.
Well, it's got Russian. It's Russian-esque.
Yeah, that's where they get you.
And now the rest of the story.
They're just trying to imitate the Russians, so they're a bit sneaky too.
Sneaky. They went into Justin's recipe book and took that Bomb Pop Kolsch.
Uh huh.
Hopefully they didn't find his list of puns he's saving for a rainy day.
That's a big book.
And then everyone's favorite tap room beer.
Do you need help pronouncing it?
What's it called?
I'm rating orange vanilla cream.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a cream. It's a pilot batch for Creamsy this year, right?
Creamsy Kolsch, is that what you're trying to say, Mr. Benner?
It says orange vanilla cream. I think that's to throw people off the scent.
I mean, I think that's an industry thing where it's a pilot batch. And so we did, you know, they don't necessarily want to call it what it is.
So as a listener, you got an inside scoop that no one else in
because
the world
we might
knows.
Tweak it a little bit before we put it out, but it's going to be pretty damn close to Creamsy Kolsch.
I mean, that's Bomb Pop Kolsch and Creamsy Kolsch right around your holiday of 4th of July.
Is that Bomb Pop going to be ready for Red, White, and Boom?
Yes, it is.
Look at that. Awesome. That's a good synergy.
That's a synergy. That's mm-hmm. That's when it debuted 2 years ago.
Vertical integration.
You know all the buzzwords.
You're just using a lot of fun words, aren't you?
Walt was just at a management conference.
I'm going to talk to you about our corporate infrastructure revenue
projects. We top down or we bottom up?
That reminds me of a Two Live Crew song.
Probably shouldn't say much more than that.
We'll keep it PG here.
None of the Two Live Crew songs I've ever heard.
Lingering University.
Okay to repeat.
Upcoming episodes of Beers with the Brewers. We got a few coming up, Chris.
We'll have Franklin and Pub Ale, which just came out in cans today. Boom.
Right now. Today. Very exciting.
Taproom exclusive.
Very exciting. I've been waiting for that for a while. Ooh. Shout out to Beamer from 97.1. He's been waiting for that as well. We're going to have Pale Blue Sky, which will make its return. We slightly altered the recipe this year.
Blueberry
maybe a little more blueberry in there.
Oh, exciting. Blueberry.
And then the classic One Goal, One Ride, benefiting Pelotonia.
Make sure to come check out the Langrant Beer Garden as it is getting to its fully operational state.
Powered by the sun.
Mm-hmm. That's more vertical integration.
Wow.
Literally.
Literally. Well, it's been an evolving beer garden. I'll tell you that. You know, we open it kind of quick because of the Jenny's event. But every time I turn the corner, Adam's built something else out there.
Yeah, who knows what could be here by...
yeah, we got music out there today. That was the big development. Lighting's going to get fixed hopefully tomorrow. So the unfortunate thing, the current lights that we have are only activated when the sun is completely gone. They are solar powered, but you have to wait until it's pretty much darkness, so it doesn't look like
they
the beer
really turn on until
so
about
at midnight
last call.
Yeah,
basically at this point, it's past 9 o'clock by the time they turn on. So working on getting some better light sensor, running it off the larger solar array that we have. It's been a lot of fun learning about off the grid living. So you can join my other podcast.
Adam will be moving into the beer garden here soon.
Off the grid living with beers?
All points bulletin, where'd Adam go? So APB.
APB. Yeah.
There we go.
Right on. Well, hey, thanks for joining us again this week on Beers with the Brewers. Cheers. Tip your bartenders.
Cheers, y'all.
See you later. Mark, can you give me some, what's it called? Echoes.
Reverb?
You know what I'm talking about. We could do like a...
Sunday.
Taproom exclusive. Exclusive.
Taproom.
Hold on. Taproom exclusive.